Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Iosco County Conservation District, Laura Leffler. How are you today, Laura?
I'm great. It's hot. It's summer in Taos.
It is, yeah. We love it, though. I'm not going to complain because we know what's coming a few months from now. So
definitely. We froze our little butts off many days.
We have, and it's coming. So we'll enjoy the heat while it lasts. Well, we are going to talk about a little bit into the future here because you're here to talk about a new program. We've run a couple of news stories about it coming to this area, and it's called the Hunting Access Program, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. This is a brand new program. Well, not, it's brand new to us.
Right.
It has never been offered in the eastern upper Michigan, but they do have it in the upper peninsula and in southern Michigan. So we are now having this program available to us.
Okay.
And it's a financial opportunity for a landowner that also provides public hunting opportunities in eastern upper Michigan.
Oh, nice. So
the DNR leases private lands from landowners who give licensed hunter access to their property, generally on a first-come, first-served basis.
Mm-hmm.
So HAP was created back in 1977, so it's not a real new program, but it's one of the oldest dedicated private land public access programs in the nation.
Right. Now, the important thing is there the landowners will get paid, right?
Right, definitely. Yep.
All right. Yep. How does that work? What do they need to do?
Well, the landowner has to have a minimum of 40 acres to start with. And then we take off a little bit of acreage for a safety zone because we have to count houses and stuff in there. We don't want them hunting anywhere near a house.
Okay.
So we take off acreage for that. And the property cannot touch or border state land. So the landowner, if they're interested, they'll just give us a call here at the Iosco Conservation District. And we'll have our forester come out and visit them, and he'll appraise the property for hunting purposes. So he'll walk the land, mm-hmm. and he'll map it out. Then he'll bring it back here, and we'll look at our little lease chart here, and we'll negotiate a lease agreement based on the habitat quality and the number of acres. And then we'll go out and post the landowner's land. We have beautiful little yellow diamond signs that has HAP boundaries. We'll post the whole boundaries. We'll put up a great big sign that says Public Hunting Access Program in the entrance to their property. That will have a mailbox attached to it, and in that mailbox will be a binder where the hunters will have all their instructions in that binder. They must sign in every time they're there, the time they come in and the time they leave and what game they took.
Oh, all right. Now, there's no cost to the hunter, though.
No cost to the hunter, no cost to the landowner.
Right.
We take care of everything, we post everything, we negotiate everything, and the landowner gets a payment in March just for doing this.
Very nice. Now, on the hunter side of things, because this is something I'm interested in, I'm not my own private property owner in terms of hunting property. Now, how do I know about these properties?
Well, if you go on the DNR website and you go into My Hunt, it's MIHUNT. Section on that website, it has a map of Michigan, and you just click on the little star near Taos. You can kind of see it on the map there, and it will show you all the hunting properties that we will have available in the county. Any hunter, or any landowner, excuse me, that signs up will be listed there. It will list the amount of acres that hunter can hunt, and the species that you can take from that land, and the time is available to do this.
All right, very good. So go to the DNR website. That's the first place to start. And if there's landowners who are interested, the first place for them to go is to give you a call.
Definitely, definitely. We're so interested to talk to them and get them signed up into this problem.
All right, where do they reach you, Laura?
They can call me here at the office at 989-362-2591.
All right, 362-2591 to reach Laura Leffler at the Iosco County Conservation District. If you're a landowner interested in the HAP program or Hunting Access Program, great program. I'm glad it's finally here in our area. And Laura Leffler from the Iosco County Conservation District, we appreciate your time today, and hopefully we'll be able to get an update from you in the near future.
Yes, anytime. It'd be great. Glad to promote this and get it going in this area. It seems to be a really good program.
Indeed.